It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans as we continue to kind of do the survey of the book of Romans. We'd studied it verse by verse, and now we're just kind of hitting some of the highlights. I know it's taken several opportunities that we've had to come together and look at things that we'd already studied, but they were so important, and we're going to finish up the 8th chapter, and then we're going to go right on into the 10th chapter and enjoy verses 8 through 18 or 17 in that chapter, and won't be long, we'll be finished and go on to another book, but it was just so important that we study this. And please turn to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to begin with the 35th verse today, Romans chapter 8, verse 35. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies, we get our Constitution, Plan of Salvation, everything is there. Please, that you would look at our website and enjoy it, and hope that it's a help to you. Hope that it brings you to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and then also that it would help you to grow after you are born again. And if you'd like to email us, you'd email us at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that will help you, and hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Beautiful verses of Scripture. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this precious study. We do have many studies up on the website, and I hope folks enjoy that and would look to the site there for help and for growth. It's a verse-by-verse study, Father, that we enjoy, and I hope that it's a help to them and a benefit, and I hope that it brings honor and glory to you, dear Lord. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to have this study. Thank you for your precious word and your power and strength. And I ask that you will guide and lead and direct today as we enjoy this study through these verses of Scripture, showing us your power and your security that we have with you as we come by faith to you and trust in you as our Savior. And then you have locked us in and you keep us. And thank you, Father, for that precious gift. Now please guide and lead us today as we enjoy this precious study. Those who do not know you as their Savior, that they would be born again today, and they would come to know that saving grace that you give us. And also, Father, then those that are here and listening that are born again, help them, Father, to grow each day that they may bring more honor and more glory unto you, dear Father. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, we're back in Romans chapter 8. And we have left the verses earlier in the chapter there, and today we're going to look at verse 35 and enjoy this. And so please, as we look and we see some great words of power and of strength here, what a statement. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's a question. And then it comes through, shall tribulation, shall distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword? Can any of that separate us from the love of Christ? And then verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Now let's take a look at these words just a little bit, because we know that the Word of God clearly, clearly teaches that once you are born again, you are saved forever, never to be separated, never. Now, I know that you may have been raised under different teaching, and if you were, then you have been, I'm going to make it as clear as I can, you've been lied to. Because if you are truly saved, if you've come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you are born again, saved and secure, sealed by the Holy Spirit through eternity, never to be separated from God, ever, ever. And that's what the Word of God teaches. Now, the doctrine of many, many churches teach contrary to that. They said, you know, you cannot say that. I mean, it's impossible for you to say that you, once you come by faith to Jesus, that you're just saved no matter what you do or what you say. Well, I'm saying that's what the Word of God tells us. And what a security to my heart, and what a hope and a praise to my heart, knowing that He keeps me. There is no work in this world that can save me. And there's also no work or ability in this world that can keep me. It has got to be by and through the grace of God and His precious blood that saved me. And I hope that you can see that, and I hope that you can understand that today as we look at these verses of Scripture. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, burdens, troubles, pressures. We've been tried and tested. There's no tribulation that can ever separate us from the love of God. How about the next word there? Distress. Distress. Distress there means anguish. Anguish. We will find ourselves in great distress of soul, spirit, and body. But it doesn't matter, because that will never separate us from the love of God. Persecution. Persecution. Being pursued. We may be persecuted beyond reason, beyond our imagination. The tribulation, the trials we're facing, and the troubles that were there, the pressures that I am facing every day. And then again, the distress, the anguish, the great distress that my soul finds itself in. And the persecution then is the third word here, being pursued. The persecution can be is such an extreme. We can't imagine what that is. And yet, we're going to find out that will not, nor it cannot separate us from the love of God. The next is famine. We have tribulation, distress, persecution, and now famine. Famine, to be destitute, to have great hunger. We may suffer a level of famine until it seems that we may literally starve to death. But even that will never separate us from the love of God. It will not. Next we have is nakedness. We have tribulation, distress, persecution, and the questions ask, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, shall famine, shall nakedness? No. That's pretty well self-explanatory. How about peril? peril, it's danger. There may be great danger that comes. And that danger might come from a strife and come from punishment, from the judgment of the world. And we're living in a world where our Constitution seems that it stretches the truth so far, they have used their own imagination for what our Constitution tells us. And so there could be a time that we would be in peril. We will be in danger. We will be facing punishment. And then with that comes the sword. And the sword is much the same as peril. And as you look at that, why you find peril is danger, and the sword, once again, can be strife, and the knife and punishment. We may die by the sword. But as we continue now, we look at all these things that really, really make the world so difficult. So difficult for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And the question comes, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? And then in verse 36 it says, it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Well, that's quite a statement, but let's look back to Psalms 44:22. 44:22, the book of Psalms. We love Psalms and Proverbs. Hope that you enjoy studying those books and enjoying them. Psalms 44:22. Yea, shall for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Now, we find that this is a quote from Psalms. David has made in Psalms 44:22. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. It's exactly what the verse 36 tells us. Butchered by the sword. Fed to the lions. Burned to the stake. Such persecution will bring us only one thing, and that is a deeper and greater love and desire to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it brings. Let's see what Paul had to say back in Acts. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Acts chapter 20, 24th verse. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Once again, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, as that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of grace. And so you see, Paul desires that he would please the Lord. And I don't care about my life. All I care about is to serve the Lord and do it with joy. And so all this is talking about the separation. And yet Paul has suffered all these things, and yet he still looks upon them as a blessing. Let's look to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." As we move back into Romans here, and back to these questions that were lifted up to Paul, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I am sure there were ones that were alive at that time, present at that time, that believed that you could lose your salvation. And we need to know there is nothing can separate us from that. And so as we've read verse 35 and 36, now let's read verse 37. "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." What is there? The question started in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword? And then a statement is made of what Paul and we need to be prepared to do and to be under, and that is what verse 36 says. So the question comes in verse 35, and then there's a statement made in verse 36, "For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." And then the answer comes in verse 37. In all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The victory is there. What a joy. What a promise. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And it's through Christ's strength. So, who can separate us from the love of Christ? No one, nothing. And we're going to take our time here and we're going to look down through a few of these verses of Scripture here that will help us to see that. Because look at verse 38. It starts out and says death and life and angels. That's what it starts. So nothing can separate us. Look at this. "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him. For I am persuaded that neither death," okay, death separates us from everything, but it's not going to separate us from the love of Christ or his presence or his power. He has purchased us. We've been bought and paid for by his blood. So death is not going to do it. Life, this life, nothing in this life can do that. Angels, they cannot separate us from the love. "Persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels." And then it comes through and makes a further list. Principalities. That would be magistrates or chief leaders. They cannot separate us from the love of Christ. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? No one, nothing. So we have in principalities here, magistrate or chief. And so any leaders, they cannot separate us from the love of God. We need to walk with him each day. Next is the list of neither death nor life or angels nor principalities nor powers. Nor powers. And so strength, ability, even miraculous powers that the devil seems to have, nothing can separate us. However wicked they may be, however powerful they may be, they cannot separate us from the love of God. In other words, our salvation is secure. And so we go on. It says things present. Things present. Now, what could that be? How about the drugs and the lust and the liquor and the gambling and all those vices that are out there? We can just kind of combined all that into one word, and that'd be sin. And so things present all the things that take us away from us serving God. As Paul, as we had listed back in that last verses of Scripture back in 2 Timothy, where he speaks that he was looking forward. He was looking forward to his crown and all the things that God would give him because he continued each day to walk with him and praise him. But there are so many things in this world that separate us from this love. Only it's our separation. In other words, what happens to us, we get tied into the things of the world. We may walk away from God, but God never walks away from us. He never leaves us. He is just waiting for us to turn back to Him. But no matter what we have done or said, He is always owning us as His. We are owned. We've been purchased with the price, and that precious price is the love of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And so please understand that. Things present. How about things to come? That old devil just keeps working up. The evil of today is just beyond my imagination. It is just beyond my imagination. Some of the things that are taking place, you know, as we look at all that the mess that's involved with a man saying that, well, I feel like a woman today, or a woman, I feel like a man today. Well, I tell you what, you were born a man, you were born a woman, and that's the way it is. And any other side to that is a trick of the devil. He's deceived you, and he has destroyed you if you have followed after those ways. You've destroyed yourself. Now, if you would come by faith to the Lord Jesus, he will give you the strength to have the victory. But I have never in my life seen such a world and such a mess as we have, and such leadership that's leading us down the road straight to hell. That's what he's doing. That's what's happening to this country. We're being led down the road straight to hell. It's a wide road, and we're going down it just as fast as you can think. We need to turn around, and we need to trust in Jesus as our Savior and begin to separate ourselves from these worldly desires. And so wicked inventions and all hell and all of its power, all of that can come. But if you would come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him and follow His precious word, you know, and it's just a decision you need to make. The joy will come when you follow his word. But if you just come by faith to him today, for the first time, you will have strength and victory to walk a walk that is pleasing unto the Lord Jesus. We have nor height is next. And so we have in this list here, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height is next. Nothing. There is nothing. Present, the future, anything that is as far up as you can look, there is nothing that's going to take us away. Go down, we can go all the way down to hell. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is salvation. He has purchased you. He has purchased me. He owns us because we have surrendered our life to Him, but He has set a life before us as we have just enjoyed that study. Remember last time we were together? We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Remember, we took a lot of time talking about that. To them who are called according to His purpose. How do we become called? For whom He did foreknow. In the beginning, before time, God knew who was going to be saved and who wasn't. And when He knew that we were going to trust in Jesus, then He set a path before us. We were predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. He had put before us a path that brings us down in a perfect walk with our Lord and Savior. Now, if we choose not to go down that walk, we don't lose our salvation, because that's the reason we come down here. Who can separate us from the love of God? The only way you possess the love of God is if you are a child of God. You've come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And again, so nor depth, the depth of hell, nor any other creature, nothing. Use your imagination, whatever you want to. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. You name it, you suggest it, you manufacture it, nothing. There is nothing, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, it all comes back to Jesus. It all comes back to Jesus. And so there is no other creature, no creature, no created thing that can separate us. Mark it, and mark it well, that the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, that is what it's all about. Jesus Christ and the love that he has shown us on Mount Calvary. This section here opens in Christ Jesus. It ends, closes in Christ Jesus. And that is, it's all about Jesus. And that's the important, we need to walk each and every day serving him, praising him, because it is all about Jesus. And so please that we understand. I'm going to read verse 1 of chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And the way that walk begins is if you come by faith to Jesus. You come by faith to Jesus. And when you do, he keeps you. And this chapter ends in Christ Jesus our Lord. Everything is about being in Christ Jesus. And if you would come by faith to Jesus and trust in him today, you will be in Christ Jesus. And you will have a wonderful walk, a wonderful life each and every day, walking with the Lord Jesus. And there is nothing. In closing this section here, and we're going to begin in its 10th chapter next time we come together as we move through this survey, understand that we are set. If you come by faith to Jesus, God knew before the foundations of the world that we were going to come. And because of that, then he set a life before us that was pleasing to him and would bring great peace and honor and joy to ourselves. And the question would always come, well, what can separate us from that? Well, you've seen the list, and we've looked at what those words mean. Nothing, nothing, my friend, can separate you, separate me from the love of God. And that love is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, God loves me. He won't send me to hell. God loved you. He sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to Calvary to die on that cross, to be raised again 3 days later, to save you. That is the love that was shown to you. Now, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the only way, there is all kinds of gods out there. There's all kinds of religions out there. And you need not a religion. You need a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So please, as this chapter begins in Christ Jesus, it ends in Christ Jesus our Lord. And all points between tell of the security and the power and the strength that we have in Jesus Christ, never to be separated from him. Never. Now, I don't know what you've been taught in your time or what your church teaches, but the Word of God tells us nothing can separate you from the love of God. Come by faith to him, my dear friend. What are you going to do about Jesus?